Hello, hello. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. I was having a conversation today. I was talking at an event, and afterwards I was talking, because I must have mentioned, often when I'm speaking, I just ramble off about fucking things on tangents. Anyway, I was rambling on, and I said about the importance of closing energy loops. And a woman came up to me and said, what did you mean by an energy loop? And I'm like, well, an energy loop is when you have something that is unfinished, right? So this could be something really big. Like, it could be really big, big, big shit, like big trauma shit, like something that happened to you when you were a child that you haven't dealt with, kind of big shit. Or it could be something really small, like you borrowed a top off someone and you haven't returned it, right? So all of those things can be energy loops. And when you have an energy loop, you have unfinished business, or you haven't sealed something off. So something started energetically and it hasn't been connected, right? So say your family are going, oh, let's all go on holiday. And you're like, oh yeah, let's do that. Yeah, I'll come back to you. And then you don't come back to them. And so you haven't actually said, I don't think we can afford it, or I don't think we're going to go, or it's not going to happen. So it's just this weird open loop. So they might think you're going, you haven't told them you're not going, it's not been sealed, you know? And it could be that, you know, someone wants you to go to a birthday party and you're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you find out you've got something else on, but you haven't told the other person you can't make it. So there's this weird live wire that's not sealed, and they exhaust you. So energy loops are so fucking exhausting, because it's like an extension cord that's got power running through it but nothing attached at the other end. So it's kind of live, and you need to seal them off, right? Now, usually it's something you have to do or something you have to say. And so when I was a little kid, one of my cousins used to always shit in the swimming pool. True story. Every time we got in the swimming pool, he would do a poo. And we spent a lot of summers with this cousin. Anyway, so what would happen was there was often a poo in the pool. And what I learned from having spent quite a few summers with someone shitting in a pool that I was swimming in is that when you run away from a poo in a pool, it follows you. Because obviously you're dragging the water, right? So the poo follows you. And the faster you run, the faster the poo comes after you. So I have this kind of joke at work where I say all the time to Michaela, oh my God, she goes, have you got any shits in your pool? And I go, yeah, I have. So a shit in the pool is an open energy loop. It's like, oh, I didn't reply to that email. Oh, I forgot to send that book I told someone I'd send. It's just a little thing. But you can have big energy loops. Big, big energy loops. And so having a, like, big energy loops, like you might not have, you haven't resigned from your job, but you've already made plans for something, but you haven't actually told your boss that you're finishing on a certain date. You might have an energy loop. I've got a friend at the moment going through a divorce, and there's all these energy loops open because there's all sorts of unfinished shit, you know, like, and I can only imagine how big all that is, like, you know, there's property and there's money and there's bank accounts and just lots of unfinished loops, and all of them have energy legs attached to them. So when you make a list, like when I do my shits in the pool, I go, oh God, what are all the things I've fucked up, right? And as humans, we're always fucking shit up. What are the loops that are open? What can do you need to do, or what do you need to say? So you either need to communicate with someone, A, I'm not coming to your party, B, I'm sorry, I need to finish work a week earlier, you know, whatever that is. Or you have to do something, like you have to drop off the thing you borrowed. One of my biggest energy leaks and loops that I leave open is I buy lots of gifts for people and then I don't send them. So they just sit, you know, by the magical fruit bowl. They'll sit on the bench and I think, ah, I must send that to someone, and I don't, and it just sits there and kind of haunts me. And it's really weird because it started out like a really nice gesture, like a gift I saw for someone, like not for their birthday, just because I saw it. I'm kind of, I see things for people and I'm like, oh, you should totally have that thing, you know. And so I'll buy it And like, I've got a friend who loves squirrels, and I saw a rose quartz squirrel. Like, is there anything fucking cuter? So I bought the rose quartz squirrel, and it's just sitting on the bench. And I'm like, every time I see it, I'm like, fuck you, squirrel. Now, that squirrel started off the cutest thing in the world, but after 3 months of not sending the squirrel to the person the squirrel's for, oh, it's just a big energy loop. So what are the things that you need to do or say that would seal up some energy? Because those energy loops left open are exhausting. And every now and then you need a wee audit. And ideally you want to sort of do it weekly, like shits in your pool is kind of a small one. But big energy loops, it might be that you do them at the end of a year, like for New Year, you go, right, I need to close a whole lot of loops off before this year ends. Or I'm going to close a whole lot of loops off before the month ends. Or I'm going to close a whole lot of loops off. You can create fake deadlines, like I'm going on holiday, so I'm going to finish all these things and do them all before I go on my holiday, or whatever that is. But just be really aware of these energy loops, because they are very draining, and every single one of us has them. We all have them, whether we know or not, because some of you have conveniently forgotten that you've got an energy loop open with someone. And if you actually sit down with a piece of paper, you go, oh, shit, that's right. So what do you need to do? What do you need to say? Tidy up some energy. That'll stop it leaking everywhere, and you'll have more energy for the things you want to do. It's unbelievably good when you seal up an energy, when you actually have a conversation and go, oh, I didn't know how to tell you, but I'm not coming to your birthday. And then you go, think, fuck, I've said it now, you know, because it's just weird. So there you go. Happy Friday. Tidy up some energy loops. Have a lovely weekend. Bye.